Eric Peitsch works with the U.S. Geological Survey based in Glacier Park as a physical scientist.
Everything from climate change research to snow avalanche research and snow ecology and avalanche ecology research.
Peitsch has also been the avalanche forecaster during spring plowing on the Going to the Sun Road.
Basically, we get into the office around 4 or 4:30 in the morning, look at weather models, and look at the remote weather stations to determine, you know, what has happened overnight, if it's snowed, how much snow has fallen, what's the temperature, and that still applies, you know, here in this position as well during the winter.
Peitsch says they're then typically in the field, skis on, by 7 or 8 in the morning. This routine for the springtime avalanche watching for the Park Service will be similar to what Peitsch and other Flathead Avalanche Center personnel are doing this winter. Peitsch is the new part-time interim director for the center.
This advisory applies only to backcountry areas outside established ski area boundaries.
This is a clip from the advisory from Sunday, December 8th. Something new this year is when those advisories are running. There are three, like last year, but this year they're scheduled for Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday through the hotline or online at flatheadavalanche.org. Information about the snowpack is being compiled through observations from the Avalanche Center personnel and through observations from the public.
And we basically compile all of those observations and interpret them appropriately, and we then, you know, summarize them and try and put it into a very readable and understandable format. And then we provide a snowpack discussion, so we talk about our avalanche problems.
Those avalanche problems would include things like storm snow, what fresh snow means in the overall picture of the snowpack, and instabilities at the new old snow interface. The area being covered includes the Flathead, Swan, and Whitefish ranges within the Flathead National Forest and portions of Glacier National Park and Kootenai National Forest. Peitsch earned his bachelor's degree from Lewis and Clark College in Oregon in environmental studies. He's worked as a ski patroller at the Alpine Meadows ski area in Lake Tahoe, California, before earning his master's degree in snow science from Montana State University. Peitsch has been meeting with people across the backcountry recreation community.
You know, folks right now, they want to see, they want a lot of collaboration between the center and the community. And ultimately, if, you know, the community is providing support, then they certainly deserve They deserve some sort of investment in the Avalanche Center.
Peitsch says that investment comes through in a quality product. He says they currently only have the resources for 3 forecasts per week, but ultimately would like to provide 7. He says his role is to bring the Flathead Avalanche Center up to standards consistent with other avalanche centers across the West.
As well as, you know, make sure that the community and the recreating public is getting a very high quality product in terms of advisories and education. So, you know, there's a lot of momentum right now, there's a lot of energy, and there are a lot of folks interested in potentially helping out the Avalanche Center in various ways.
In the past, there was a collaborative effort in the Flathead with the Glacier Country Avalanche Center Incorporated, which has since dissolved. Peitsch says a model that has been shown to work is collaboration between a friends group and the Forest Service, and gives the Utah Avalanche Center as an example.
They have Forest Service avalanche specialists working, you know, with friends groups to kind of achieve this goal of avalanche education and avalanche information dissemination through their area. And so it's a model that works, and there are a few folks right now that are interested in potentially making that work again here. And so, you know, we'll see what happens on that end.
Funding for this 20 to 30 hour per week position comes from the Forest Service and Recreational Trails Program grant through the U.S. Department of Transportation. The center provides avalanche training and education in addition to the forecasts. Peitsch says they will continue with a 3 times per week forecast. However, the weather doesn't operate on a schedule. He says if changing conditions warrant an update, they'll put one out. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.